How to help someone discern a new calling with courage and wisdom when someone begins to see a possible calling through a ministry genogram conversation. Your role is not to take over their life. Your role is to help them slow down, listen well, pray wisely, and take the next faithful step. A new calling can feel exciting. It can also feel frightening. Someone may say, I think God may be calling me to lead. Another may say, I want to start a ministry, but no one in my family ever did anything like this. Someone else may say, I feel drawn to chaplaincy, coaching, teaching, business, or church planting, but I feel unqualified. A ministry genogram conversation can help them ask, what part of this fear comes from wisdom, and what part may come from family formation? That distinction matters. Some hesitation is wise. A person may need more training, accountability, healing, or preparation. Other hesitation may come from old messages. Do not stand out. Do not try. Do not trust yourself. Do not lead. Do not risk failure. People like us stay quiet. The ministry leader should not assume which one is true. Ask. You might say, when you imagine taking this step, what rises up in you first? Peace, fear, excitement, shame, resistance, hope, or confusion? Or, who in your family encouraged initiative, courage, or learning? Who discouraged it? Or, what would a small, faithful first step look like without forcing a major decision today? This kind of conversation protects dignity. It invites discernment without pressure. Helping someone discern calling also means helping them test motives. Are they seeking recognition, escape, control, approval, or revenge against a painful past? Or are they sensing love for God, love for people, a willingness to serve, and a desire to grow in character? Calling is not merely about opportunity. It is about faithful stewardship. A practical next step may be simple. Enroll in a course, talk to a pastor, ask for prayer, volunteer once, write a ministry idea, meet with a mentor, observe a leader, create a small plan, or practice a skill. Encourage courage, but do not glorify recklessness. Encourage vision, but do not despise preparation. Encourage leadership, but keep humility at the center. The person is not trapped by what was missing in the family story. In Christ, a new faithful pattern can begin. A ministry genogram conversation can help someone see that their calling is not a rejection of their family. It may become a redemptive offering, receiving what was good, grieving what was missing, and beginning what love now requires.